Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is a podcast for first-generation Christian dads who want to lead their family better and grow in Jesus. All right, let's get this episode started. This is going to be a great one because I'm actually not recording me talking. I'm just recording by itself, my voice. So, I don't know, it brings me back to how I used to record podcasts where I didn't have to think how I looked in the camera or keep eye contact with the camera because trying to create content and all that, and I'm over that. The bigger, longer break I've taken from social media, and I mean, I'm still on it, but I'm not posting, has been amazing because even when I go on there sometimes I realize I have no reason to be on here, and it's becoming less and less of a thing for me. So the creating content, I don't know if I'm gonna go back, but I do know that I do like to do the podcast. And sometimes when I thought about, you know, just stopping, but the odd thing is that my podcast has grown significantly in the act of me not really trying or caring. The act of just going out there and be like, all right, I'm going to podcast today. Here's what it's going to be about. And not trying to be so planned, strategic, and, you know, just sharing my journey and what I'm learning and hoping it's going to be a benefit for you. It's actually shown to be a benefit because there are a lot of people out there listening. So I do want to honor those people who are giving their time, who are listening. I appreciate you. And I don't just want to just say whatever, because obviously the Lord has something on my heart, and that's where we're at. That's why we're here. We're all here to grow in this journey. It is something that I find very important in doing, and currently just working out what that looks like and how God wants to lead that. And the only clear step I have is just keep podcasting, keep coming up here. So here I am. All that to say, huh? Before I even got started with the episode, man, I know it's been a couple weeks. There's a lot of things I just came on here and just want to talk about, kind of unpack with you guys as maybe you're experiencing in your fatherhood journey. But if I did unpack everything that's happened over these last 2 weeks, and not just situations, but I mean just thoughts, the things that kind of come to my mind, or this podcast episode would be all over the place. And so hopefully I can remember these things, come back to them as I podcast another time. But I do want to share something that has been just happening, and God has really been, and I touched on it, I think, last episode or the one before, but God has really just been opening my eyes to this. And I'm going to title this episode with a shout out to my brother, the Frontline Podcast for Christian Men, Matt Knoll, because for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 months now, he's titled his podcast, When a Man ... When a Man Does This, When a Man Does That, When a Man Shuts Up. Great one. But I don't know. This one, and I'm sure he actually has a podcast titled that. So I am, my brother, I'm taking what you're doing just for this episode because it just seems so relevant. But I'm just going to add the dad effect, When a Dad Prays. That's the title of this episode. And here we go. Let's jump into it. So lately, and when I mean lately, probably a month, God has impressed upon me the power of prayer. And I know that it's a sensitive subject, and I know it's kind of one of those where I think, especially being the new Christian dad, or I just think being a Christian in general, prayer can be very intimidating. I've known in the men that I've worked with, one of the biggest challenges was always to pray with your wife, because it always just seems kind of awkward, or, you know, it's like, oh, how do I do this? How do I initiate this? And, you know, it looks good when you see people doing it, but then when it's on your shoulders to pray for your wife or pray for your children, it's like, what do I even pray? And even if I'm being honest now, as someone who does pray for his wife, who does pray for his kids, you know, every night I pray for my kids, and they wouldn't even let me go to bed without praying for them. There's been nights where I'll be honest, I'm just tired. I come to bed, I put them to bed, and then they'll go, "Dad, you didn't pray for me." I'm like, "All right, you're right. Let's go pray." They hold me accountable. But even then, as I pray every day, there's still an awkwardness sometimes. Like, I don't know what to pray. Or I just don't want to be so mundane in my prayer that it kind of just stalls. What do I pray? And now I'm thinking too much about my prayer and I don't know what to do. Prayer is hard. But and honestly, I've heard it said that it's a muscle, something that we have to work at. We have to exercise. But even exercising that muscle still is hard. Still is challenging. But one specific area that the Lord has really been speaking to me is healing prayer. And immediately as I say that, I'm sure a lot of you can think about these crazy televangelist priests that are just like, "In the power of Christ heals you, walk." And these people start walking and they start dancing. And you're immediately like, I don't know. I don't really like that. And I get that because I feel that same way too. You know, I definitely have a blocker in my heart when I think of healing prayer in that way. But I've got a testimony. My wife took a course for the healing ministry. It's about healing prayer. And, you know, she really went on a deep dive to see, okay, what is weird? What isn't weird? What is biblical? And through tons of late nights of just YouTubing and research, and my wife, when she dives all the way in. Like, I just remember waking up and seeing her watch all these videos, and it's like, "It's 3 a.m, go to bed." She's like, I'm just so in. She's like in it. She settled on this that she found, and it seemed biblical, seemed sound, and I think there was even a John Eldridge thread to it that they were, you know, when they were talking about the course, they mentioned John Eldridge, which we are. John Eldridge is a sage to us, my wife and I. We don't know him personally, but his books really speak to his heart, to our hearts. His writing is amazing. It's shaped our journey with God. It's helped us to go deeper in our faith and really process things differently than, you know, how we processed it before. And not to get into all that. But, you know, so there was like kind of this, okay, so it's kind of aligned with, you know, where we're drawn from, and it's biblically sound. She had me listen to these people, and man, they were just, it was so solidly based on the word. And my wife originally, I mean, she wanted to do this because while she has been going through stomach problems for a long time, just not feeling good, feeling off, feeling like something's wrong. And eventually, you know, she took tons of tests, things were fine, but she's just still not feeling good. And eventually a test came and it was, you know, there were cancer cells in her stomach. So, you know, that's scary. And, you know, she ended up going on this journey of, you know, I don't want to get into all the details, but because I'll be here forever. And then I ramble. So, you know, that's the basic line. She had cancerous cells in her stomach, which if not treated, does lead to cancer, but it also, she had other complications that she couldn't just do the treatment that was there. So, you know, she was doing stuff on, you know, the side to help manage all that, but she joined this prayer course because she was praying for healing. She was, you know, looking for God to heal. And, you know, fast forward, she finished that course. I listened to almost all the sessions. I didn't do like the workbook and stuff. And even, you know, I prayed for her and I tried the healing prayer, but honestly, I just felt so insecure in that process. And it was, you know, I don't think much came of it. But, you know, we still continued to pray. Obviously it's not just a one-time thing, but you keep praying. And it's been on our prayer. We've been praying for God for this, hoping for breakthrough on this. And as I, you know, I really talked about it, I started feeling this little pull to really do that more, to pray for my wife more, to pray for my kids more. And, you know, cause sometimes I just get, it just gets so lax. Like you just do it, but then I get stuck sometimes in my prayer. That's what I mean. It's a muscle. It needs to be exercised, and it can be hard and it can be awkward. But I started reading the book that she had on it. And man, this book is really powerful. Couldn't tell you the title. I think it's just called Prayer. But that's how prepared I am for this episode. It's downstairs on my kitchen table because I was just reading it. And the introduction, he talks about his wife and how she had precancer cells. And, you know, through the power of healing ministry and praying for his wife. And the healing comes, just to clarify, the healing isn't from me. The healing is Jesus. Like you, when you watch how they heal, when they do these prayers, it's bringing it to the feet of Jesus. We're not the actual healers. And the whole basis too is that not that it heals you, but that it grows your relationship in Christ. You know, I just read right now that he said when he was going to heal that paralyzed man, and the Pharisees were like, hey, you know, I think it was because it was a Sabbath. He goes, is it easier to heal or is it easier to forgive sins? And he says, the Son of Man came to do both. But the thing is, when we think about those two things, is it easier to heal or is it easier to forgive sins? We are so quick. I mean, because we're saved. It's like, yeah, Jesus forgave my sins. We will believe that. But we won't believe. Sometimes we have this hardness in our heart to believe that God still heals, that he still that these miracles are still happening in the Christian world. We it's harder to believe that. And I never thought of it like that, but it kind of blew me away because, yeah, I believe Jesus came and forgave my sins, and my sins are forgiven much more easier than it is to me to think that Jesus can come and heal sickness. So, you know, just something to think about. But anyways, I read that, and in reading that, we're waiting on the results of my wife's colonoscopy and endoscopy. And shortly after reading that, we got the information, and the cancer cells were gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like, breakthrough. And I even remember writing in my journal, like, man, this is something that it needs to be remembered. Because sometimes in my journal, it got a little dark at times. And I'm like, there's not a lot of things that I'm looking back in my journal, and it just seems like I'm still struggling in the same areas. But now I get to say, look, God healed my wife. So, you know, there's that memory in me. Now I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, wow, okay. So healing, prayer, healing, it's working. I got to witness that it works. And so fast forward, like, you know, not too long, my wife's been really sick with a cough. And this cough, it's like it was reversing. She was sick a little bit, and then she got better. And then all of a sudden, this cough came in, and it just got progressively worse. Like, she couldn't sleep. She's up all night just coughing. And I remember she's sitting next to me in bed and she's coughing, and I just felt like I should pray for her. But I immediately also felt, oh, I don't want to be weird. I don't want to just disrupt. We're chilling. I mean, I think she's fine. And, you know, she goes to sleep and she's just coughing. So she's coughing. And I was like, I just feel this urge to pray for her. And she's pretty much like dazed out of sleep, but I don't want to wake her, so I just kind of put my hands around her, and I just start praying. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't anything that I felt was special, but asking Jesus to heal. And just like that, like, you know, and then I get up, and not just like that. I get up, and I start playing video games because it was kind of early, and I was like, I'm not tired. But I noticed she stopped coughing, and she didn't cough at all. I didn't notice her coughing at all. I went to bed. She slept through the night. All right. So I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. Didn't really say anything to my wife, just kind of mental note. And a couple days later, it's like she's coughing so much, she goes downstairs because she just can't sleep. So she just tries to, you know, keep the TV on. And I was already kind of asleep. So she just goes downstairs and I get up, but I just keep waking up because I keep hearing her coughing. And I go downstairs and I pray for her. And then I bring her some tea and, you know, just like that. Nothing, like I didn't say, can I pray for her? I just go down and I prayed for her and come back upstairs. And then seriously, within a couple minutes, like she's not coughing anymore. And then I go to sleep and I notice, I wake up a few times in the middle of the night, she's not coughing at all. She literally just conked out and was asleep. So I'm like, wow, that's the second time. And this time I told my wife, you know, and you know, she heard it. And then we had another night where she's, you know, everything was fine, actually. She wasn't coughing. And then I'm like, all right, well, I guess I don't need to pray. She seems to be doing good. Like maybe the medicine kicked in, whatever. And then, of course, as we both fall asleep, like within like 45 minutes, we wake up and she's just coughing nonstop and it's bad. And I remember thinking, I should have prayed for her. I should have done it. And I prayed for her and it didn't really stop immediately. She went downstairs because she was just coughing, but you know, within 10, 15, I don't know, maybe it was a little bit longer, but I sat there just waiting for her and as she went downstairs and the coughing kind of stopped and she fell back asleep. And, you know, I can't just say that this isn't a real thing. Like, honestly, God, Jesus is bringing healing and it's coming just in the form of just being obedient. And so not saying the real, I guess, the message that I'm trying to convey just through really my testimony is that men, fathers, husbands, one of the biggest things that we can do for our family is pray for them. Continue to pray. And I know I focused really on a healing prayer and kind of went on tangent, but I just mean prayer in general. It is so powerful to pray for our family. And it's one of the things that I think is often neglected because it is so uncomfortable. And as I was sharing, you know, how I was praying for my wife, there is spiritual warfare in that. The devil does not want you to pray for your family. The devil does not want you to bring your family before the throne of God. He wants to stop that at all cost. And we have to be diligent and obedient to fight that battle. To say, I am going to pray for my wife, even though I feel uncomfortable, even though I feel insecure about it, even though I don't feel like I have nothing to say, I'm going to pray for my wife. I'm going to pray for my kids, even though I feel like maybe they don't care. They're not listening. Believe me, they're listening. They care. My kids, a lot of times I don't think my kids are listening in prayer, but they are. And there's just been great testimony from my son from that, because my son will come and pray for us. In fact, my son schooled me on the power of prayer. As I shared a couple weeks ago on the podcast, how we saw a man on the street and I didn't think to do it, but my son said the best thing we can do is pray for this man, because we didn't have any money to give him at the time. It's like, silver and gold I have none, but what I have for you I offer. And that was my son in that moment. But yes, that is the challenge, is to pray. And I'll even tell you, I'm on the frontline prayer meeting on Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to come onto that call. Practice your prayer there. Get comfortable with getting uncomfortable, because I'll even tell you, even when I go on that call, there is always this uncomfortableness too, because you're praying amongst other men. You're like, oh, is my prayer going to be judged? Or what am I going to pray about? I hope I don't mess up here. I hope it's a good prayer. And, you know, I still go through these thoughts, you know, as someone who prays pretty regularly. But it's still that there's that battle. And that's what I mean. There's going to be that battle no matter what. And I think just the quicker we say yes and just offer up, you know, our insecurities to Jesus, and we just pray as what's on our heart, powerful things will happen. So that is a little bit of my story, a little bit of a praise report of what's happened in my family. But I hope it encourages you to go forward and pray for your family. Intercede on their behalf. Fight the battle against the enemy that will make you feel uncomfortable in prayer, and step into it. And yeah, man, God is going to move. So I hope you found that helpful. I'm still on a journey of the prayer healing, really, because I'm reading the book. I'm kind of like, wow, God is really moving. So I'm getting a little more into it. I'm still, I'm absorbing it with new heart and new eyes because I've seen him work. Before, I was just listening to it as kind of like testing the water. So I don't feel like I'm in a position to really preach heavy on that. In fact, some of you might have been even a little uncomfortable as I talked about some of this stuff, because it could be weird. and I don't disagree with you sometimes, because I felt that way too. But that's still also new to me, so I have some grace with me as I kind of stumbled and rambled through that, and hopefully it all came through. But with that being said, with the podcast really growing the way it has been, would appreciate if you would leave a rating and review. It just helps this message reach the people who need to hear it. And that's what I'm giving God reins to, is God, bring this message to those who need it. And also, if you feel like you're struggling, you feel like you're going through some rough things, maybe looking for a starting place to figure out how to grow your faith, how to lead your family, or maybe you have some wounds from your childhood that you need to unpack because it's hindering your growth with God as a father, I have a free course. And the reason I added that last part is because that's kind of where some of this came. And there was a brother out there. Shout out to my brother. You know who you are. He's like, man, I needed this. And, you know, sent it over to him. And it's been awesome just to connect with him and what God is doing in his life. But I just want to say there is a free course. It is available. Put a lot of effort into this to give it to you guys now for free. Because I just hope it's a blessing. I really do. I put too much effort just to shelve it and I'm in a place where God is just telling me to just do the work and just do that. So if you're interested, you could email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. I'll send you all the links and the files. No questions asked, man. And, let's see. With that, let's close out in prayer, as this is awkward for me too. Father God, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for your faithfulness. That God, you are still alive and still working so much today than you were yesterday. Just as much, Lord. And I'm grateful for your healing over my family. I'm grateful for the power that we get to join with you in prayer. That, Lord, you give us that ability to intercede on behalf of our family, our spouse, and commune with you, Lord. And so I would pray over the men here listening to this podcast, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come upon them. Give them courage to pray, courage to intercede, courage to fight the enemy that wants to prevent this, and the courage to be obedient. Lord, I pray for that, all of that for myself as well, Lord, as I know the battle is real and it's there. And Lord, that you would go before their hearts and go before their prayers, Lord, that they wouldn't be anything to puff us up in pride or in vanity, but to draw us closer into you and into your presence. So I pray for that Holy Spirit power over all the men listening, that, Lord, they would be prayer warriors. And through that, Lord, we would see your awesome works. We would see your power that changes our surroundings, Lord. And so we thank you for tearing that veil, that we can come to you, Lord. We thank you for the power of your presence, your love, your grace. In Jesus' name.